It's Friday the 19th of June, day 90. Keeping a daily diary inevitably makes one interested in one's fellow sufferers. I have on my bookshelves the 5 volumes of Virginia Woolf's diaries, beautifully edited by Quentin Bell, all of which I read and enjoyed decades ago. Since today is June the 19th, I suddenly had the idea of finding an entry of hers for the 19th of June sometime, and so started leafing through the 5 volumes. Strangely, the 19th of the month seems to be a day she avoided, or maybe it's just that Quentin didn't think them interesting enough to include in the collection. But eventually I found one, in Volume 2, which covers the years 1920 to 24. It's Tuesday, June the 19th, 1923, and Woolf is deep into writing the book which at that time she called The Hours, but which eventually emerged as Mrs. Dalloway, one of my favourite books. She starts the day's reflection with a thought spurred by reading Catherine Mansfield's reflections on her own writing in The Dove's Nest, a collection of short stories published that same year. "But how do I feel about my writing?" asks Woolf. "This book, The Hours, if that's its name." "One must write from deep feeling," said Dostoevsky. "And do I?" "No, I think not. In this book I have almost too many ideas. I want to give life and death, sanity and insanity. I want to criticise the social system and to show it at work at its most intense. I foresee," she writes a few paragraphs further on, to return to The Hours, "that this is going to be the devil of a struggle. The design is so queer and so masterful. I'm always having to wrench my substance to fit it. The design is certainly original and interests me hugely. I should like to write away and away at it, very quick and fierce. Needless to say, I can't. In 3 weeks from today, I shall be dried up." And then, quick as a flash, she switches from literary and stylistic issues to money. She's being asked to write for a Vanity Fair, for which she will get £25 for 1,500 words, and she'll get another £15 from The Nation. And she reflects ruefully that 2 months ago I was hawking articles of 5,000 words to Jack Squire for £13. It may seem now that she was writing for a pittance, but actually £25 in 1923 was probably the equivalent of £1,500 today. So in our money she'd be getting £1 a word, which is probably about the going rate in the New Yorker these days. The question that's always been in my mind when reading Woolf's diaries is this: how did she get any of her real writing done? The novels, the essays, the reviews. Many of the entries in those 5 volumes of her diaries would have taken me a day of pencil sucking to write. It's hard enough coming up with this diary on a daily basis. So how does she do it? One part of the answer, I suppose, is that she had little else to do. Woolf belonged to the fag end of the pre-World War I Edwardian gentility, the caste that lived in large houses with maids and cooks and nurserymaids and nannies. And the Bloomsbury group, of which she was such an ornament, after she grew up, they lived in Georgian squares and slept in triangles, as some wag once put it. I don't think any of them did anything so vulgar ever as their own laundry. My hunch is that Virginia lived out all her days without ever boiling an egg, as evidenced by all the exasperated consultations with Cook about the evening's dinner for 12 that the diary intermittently records. Another part of the answer is that she wrote in great haste. The punctuation is very sparse. She makes liberal use of the ampersand and usually doesn't bother with apostrophes. She's always racing to get the thoughts, impressions, wickedly snobbish ideas down before they vanish into the twilight. But despite that haste, she had beautiful handwriting, crystal clear, stylish, in lines that always sloped upwards to the right. But probably the real answer to my question of when she got some real writing done is that her diary keeping was actually an essential part of her writing. In an entry for April the 20th, 1919, brought about by rereading earlier entries, she writes of her belief that the habit of writing for her own eye only is good practice. "It loosens the ligaments," she says. "Never mind the misses and the stumbles. Going at such a pace as I do, I must make the most direct and instant shots at my object, and thus have to lay hands on words, choose them, and shoot them with no more pause than is needed to put my pen in the ink. I believe that during the past year I can trace some increase of ease in my professional writing, which I attribute to my casual half hours after tea. Which reminds me, I need to stop and record this before that Zoom call that's in my actual diary begins.